Hello, and welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro and Associates. Get ready for another action-packed episode from our team that will help you save time, taxes, and keep more money in your pocket.
Hello, and welcome back. I am your host, Mike Jezoshek, and I'm a CPA and founder over at Jetro, which is an innovative accounting firm servicing small business owners across the country. Now, it's hard to believe, but we are getting closer and closer to year end, and it is time to start planning ahead. As a business owner, you might be having a great year, and you're looking for ways to reduce your income and thus reduce your taxes. So today I want to discuss automobiles and how this plays into it. So if you need a business vehicle or even a replacement vehicle, along with a tax deduction this year, now is the time to act. If you want a vehicle deduction this year, you need to do two things. One, you must own the vehicle before year end, and you must place it in service on or before December 31st of 2019. To ensure compliance with the placed in service rule, you have to drive the vehicle at least one business mile on or before 12/31. So as long as it's in place, you drove at least 1 mile on or before 12/31, it's considered to be placed in service this year. All right, so once we get that, own the vehicle, place in service, let's talk about the deductions. So if you buy and put into service a newer used SUV, crossover, or van that the manufacturer classifies as a gross vehicle rating, or GVWR, of more than 6,000 pounds, you have four main benefits. And before I go into those benefits, it's important to note what that GVWR rating is, because that's going to determine what type of deductibility you have. So again, we're assuming a GVWR of more than 6,000 pounds. The main benefits that you have is, one, you can elect a bonus depreciation up to 100% in the first year if you want to. Two, you have the ability to use Section 179 expensing of up to $25,500. You can then use maker's depreciation using the five-year table, and there's no luxury limits on vehicle depreciation deductions. So let's put this into an example. Let's say you buy and put into service a new $45,000 qualifying SUV. Your maximum write-off for 2019 would be $45,000. That would be using 100% bonus depreciation. But if you don't want to use 100% bonus depreciation in 2019, you can take these next three steps. First, you're going to elect out of bonus depreciation for that property class. Second, you're going to expense any portion of the business costs up to $25,500 using Section 179. And then you're going to take the remaining cost using a maker's depreciation schedule over 5 years. So again, if it's a qualifying SUV, you can take bonus depreciation of up to 100%. So if it's $45,000 SUV, you could take a bonus depreciation of that full $45,000 and depreciate it all in that first year. But if you don't want to do that full depreciation, you can elect out of that, expense it up to $25,500 using Section 179, and then take the remaining of that cost over 5 years using the maker's depreciation schedule. Now let's talk about a newer used pickup truck. So if a pickup truck has a GVWR of more than 6,000 pounds and the bed is at least 6 feet in interior length, you can expense using Section 179 up to $1,020,000. So that second piece, where if you don't want to take bonus depreciation, you want to do Section 179. If it's a pickup truck that is more than 6,000 pounds with a bed of more than 6 feet, you can use that Section 179 limit goes up to $1,020,000. Now, if the truck has a short bed, it's not a bad thing. You're just only allowed that Section 179 expensing of up to $25,500. But again, you can still use 100% bonus depreciation in this example. So that's kind of the items with a GVWR of more than 6,000 pounds. But you might be thinking, what about passenger vehicles with a GVWR of 6,000 pounds or less? And so for these types of vehicles, you may claim up to $8,000 in bonus depreciation in the first year, and then up to an additional of $10,100 in first year depreciation, for a total of up to $18,100. So if you're looking for a big depreciation or a big expense this year, you're going to want to find something that has that GVWR of more than 6,000 pounds. If it's less than that, you still get a bonus depreciation. It's just you're a little bit limited, and that depreciation is going to be spread out over multiple years. So there's a couple of key takeaways. If your newer used vehicle has a GVWR of 6,000 pounds or more, so over 6,000 pounds, you can write off 100% of your business cost using bonus depreciation. But it's key that it must be both bought and placed in service before 12/31. If your newer used vehicle has a GVWR of 6,000 pounds or less, and with a purchase price of $58,100 or more, you can write off up to $18,100 in 2019. Again, if you buy and place in service before 12/31. So let's kind of use one big example. Let's say you buy and put into service a business SUV with a GVWR of 6,500 pounds, and it has a cost of $100,000. You can immediately write off the $100,000 using bonus depreciation. Now, if that vehicle was depreciation limited because it failed the weight test, your maximum first year write-off would be $18,100. And finally, you know, big thing to remember with this whole vehicle and depreciation is do not forget to drive your new vehicle at least one business mile on or before 12/31 to ensure that it meets that place in service requirement. So I hope this was helpful. It gets a little complicated when you're talking about GVWR of 6,000 or more pounds and kind of going into the details there. But most of the times you can search up and look exactly what that rating is on these vehicles. So take that in consideration. If you're looking to purchase something, be sure you're considering that. And this is going to be a huge deduction, a big way that you can minimize your tax liability if you're in need of a vehicle, if you're in need of a replacement vehicle or a new vehicle. Now is the time to take action on this because the clock is ticking. And again, you want to make sure it's bought and put into service. If it's not, if it only meets one of those, you cannot get the deduction. So it's important that it's bought and put in service before year end. So I hope this was helpful. It was great to have you on another episode, and I will see you next week. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. That's taxsavingspodcast.com. This is a great resource to go and check out our most recent episodes, as well as find extra items if you want to take what we discuss here and dive deeper. Again, also join our Facebook group where we share tons of value and you have the opportunity to bring situations you are faced with to the table, and we'll help you out in that Facebook group, and other business owners will support you as well. You can join by simply searching in Facebook for the Small Business Tax Secrets group. Again, it's a Facebook group called Small Business Tax Secrets, and there should be a group that pops up that you can join.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro & Associates. If you have any questions, feel free to email them, tax@jetrotax.com. We have packages for small business owners starting at just $75 a month. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take the time out to give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us to bring you useful tips to help you grow your small business. Thanks for listening and have a great day.